This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Thursday, November 2nd. Well, cattle markets, once again, were higher for the day, but live cattle had a very distinct bear spread action going on, where the front months were not as strong as the back months. That's 2 days in a row of fairly significant bear spread action. I think what's happening is the front month December already rallied up to the gap area and is respecting that. It's struggling to get through it. Where the back months hadn't rallied that much, they're kind of playing catch up. They're getting closer to those gap areas, but they too still don't have, are not showing enough energy to push through them. In feeders, slightly higher yesterday, not a lot of energy to the market. It really looks like a bear flag is developing here. We've had a big washout here a couple weeks ago, and the market has spent, you know, six, seven sessions basically just moving sideways in choppy price action. That's not a good sign if you're trying to be bullish, like I had been trying to be. But, you know, the market, after a washout like that, usually would snap back or get some kind of recovery, especially when you see live cattle able to do that and come back to the gap areas, the breakout point. Feeders have not been able to do that. That's not a good sign. And I would expect you're probably going to see one more push down before we complete this downward formation. In the cash trade, just starting to see some numbers rolling in the Fed trade around 184. That would be equal to last week. Nothing reported so far in the dress trade. Box beef values continuing to come under some pressure. Choice was down another $3. It was sitting at 302. That market has lost $7 just in the last 2 days. On the select, down another 95. We're sitting at 279. So that has lost about $2.50 over the last 2 days. The spread was down 205. We're sitting at 2363. Movement was 136 loads. So we are definitely, so far this week, in a sluggish box beef situation here. Not only are prices under quite a bit of pressure, but the volume is weak. Normally, when you see, you know, prices take a hit, the volume picks up just because, you know, you got discounted prices. You tend to see demand get stoked, but we're not seeing that. And that is a fairly big red flag. Slaughter rate yesterday, 122,000 head for the week. We're sitting at 372, 5,000 less than a week ago, and it's down 13,000 from a year ago. In the feeder cattle index, the daily is at 238.15. The 7-day moving average was up 2 at 237.25. So the daily's been above the average for a couple days in a row now. That'll start to have an impact here, but not seeing a big jump in cash auctions. So maybe this is confirming the placement pattern that was higher than expected last month. You know, in October, the feeder cattle cash index has been under some pressure. And that's not unusual. October is your big run of calves coming into the feedlots, but they don't seem to be too concerned about available supply. And the daily cash auctions are showing that, with the markets continuing to work their way lower. So, you know, perhaps we're seeing more numbers coming into the feedlots, and probably the cattle on feed report showed that there were plenty of numbers coming in, obviously in September, and feel comfortable with the numbers coming in October. So, that's going to be largely behind us as we work our way deeper into November. So I'm guessing that the feeder cattle, while the chart formation suggests you probably are going to see one more push down to take out the lows that were put in here a couple weeks ago, but I don't see a huge washout coming. It's probably more of a technical trade and completing the formation. But fundamentally, if you're pushing more calves into the feedlots in September, probably are in October, where are those calves going to be next spring when you want to retain some heifers, calves put on grass, or even winter wheat grazing this fall? So it clearly shows you're not rebuilding your herds yet. If indeed the cattle on feed report was accurate and you got more heifers coming into the feedlots in September, you're probably seeing that in October. That just bodes even more bullish down the road. But in the near term, obviously, it's put some pressure on the market. But I wouldn't be bearish this market over the next 12 months. You know, at some point, you've got to retain heifers. Some point, you've got to rebuild your herds. And there's very little evidence that that's going on yet. So that just bodes more positive down the road. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.